sermon podcast of Dan Roschke, pastor of Bethlehem Lutheran Church in Fairfax, Virginia. For more information about Bethlehem, visit our website at blclife.org. But now, here's Pastor Dan and his sermon for today.
Grace to you and peace. Friends, today on this second Sunday of Easter, I would like to focus on this important and rich text in the Gospel of John about Thomas doubting and the rest of the disciples hiding behind locked doors. I'd like to focus on this important and rich Gospel text by shining a light on an atypical song that's caught my attention over the years called Silent God. And it's by a Christian hip-hop artist named Agape. So in the actual worship service, we're going to listen to the song. I'm not going to post that song here, but please go and find it. The artist is Agape, and the song is called Silent God. I think you can find it just about anywhere out there. A little bit about Agape. His real name is David Shear, and I discovered him at youth gatherings back in the day. He's about my age. He is Lutheran, went to Luther Seminary. He leads a hip-hop liturgy in St. Paul, Minnesota. And I would say he's solidly mainline Christian. One song, I think that one song he actually, not the song we're listening to today, but one song he says, "I'm too churched for my unchurched friends, and I'm not church enough for your fundamentalists." I realize that some people won't care so much for this song or this genre. Rap and hip hop is one of my favorite genres, but this is actually not my favorite song on his album. I really like him and I like his album, and I like this song, but it's not one of my favorites. But I think there's even a lesson in that. When we hear music or a song that's not one of our favorites, I think, you know, just the reminder that God's word, the gospel, comes to us in surprising ways, in unexpected ways, in ways that, I wasn't expecting that. I would call him a modern-day psalmist. And I think that's because he does a couple things. He expresses both anger and pain, as well as prayer and praise in even the same song, just like a lot of the psalmists do in the scripture. He's also pulling both from ancient texts, and you'll hear that hopefully, and he's contemporary. He's pulling from today. So I see this gospel text from Thomas all through this song, from doubt and anxiety, almost like he's trying to convince himself, to confession, to praise, to prayer. So I would say he, like Thomas, lets his prayer rise up, especially at the end of the song. Thomas, at the end of this gospel text, this one who doubted pretty passionately, I think, unless I can feel the scars, if I can touch the holes in his hand, then I'll believe. I think we feel that same kind of passion with this song by Agape. The same one who questions also ends up worshiping so fervently. "My Lord and my God," Thomas says. "My Lord and my God." Both in the same song, if you will. There's anger and there's adoration. And there's a shift in the song. So, like I say, I'm not going to play it. I don't think I can play it on this podcast. But let me just share a few of the lyrics. "I believe in love even when I only see hate. Even when our God is silent, then I'm keeping the faith. Even when no star is shining, I believe in the sun. Even when I don't feel it, I believe it will come." And he repeats that over and over. "I believe in love even when I only see hate. Even when our God is silent, then I'm keeping the faith. Even when no star is shining, I believe in the sun. Even when I don't feel it, I believe it will come. Try to talk to you, but all I hear is my own voice that's in my ear. And God, it used to be so clear. I think that God has disappeared. I'm still open to this, but I want to see the loaves and the fish, the holes in the wrist, to know you exist. Oh, I just hope this won't miss focus. You need me. I need you. Tried to believe you. Can't seem to tell my heart. Hit restart. I think I need a redo. I believe in joy even when I don't really feel. Even though God is silent, I believe you are real. There's still slavery, but I believe we'll be free. You and me, family, will be the decree. So when there's misery, call me crazy. I believe in a God that I still can't see, still can't see, still can't see. And it goes back to the chorus. I believe in love even when I only see hate. Even when our God is silent, then I'm keeping the faith. Even when no star is shining, I believe in the sun. Even when I don't feel it, I believe it will come. I believe in the silent God. See the rise and the fall of the trees. I can't solve this problem haunting me. Be still and know that God, be still and know I'm God. Be still and know I'm God. Be still and know I'm God. Be still, he says over and over. Be still and know I'm God. Be still and know I'm God. Be still and know I'm God. Be still, my heavenly Father. Why do you even bother watching over me? My heavenly Father, why do you even bother watching over me? I've quested for you. I've thirsted for you. I don't even know what to call you. You are the energy that flows in all of us. You are the love vibrating at the different frequencies in the universe. You are the crucified, forgiving the crucifier. You are the humble servant washing the feet of the enemy. Help me come to the breath I'm trying to catch, the light that I'm trying to find. It's all in my inner wisdom because I'm filled with the divine. You can't run from it. You can't hide from it. Look outside. It's there. Look inside. It's there. Look everywhere. Let this prayer rise like incense high in the air, high in the air, high in the air. I've not done this song justice at all, and I have just shared the lyrics once again of the song Silent God by Agape. Please go listen to it. And even if it's not your style or you don't like it at first, I think it's kind of jarring the way the guitar plays at the beginning and stuff. It's like, ah. and then it ends, though, with this, let this prayer rise like incense high in the air. And this confession, you are the energy that flows in all of us. Friends in the risen Christ, go ahead, ask your questions of God. Be angry with God, doubt God, yell and scream at God. Why, God? Why are you? Where are you, God? Prove it, God. God can take it. God can take it. And then, friends, let us together as a community in Christ be still and know that God is God. Be still and know God's peace. He breathes on the disciples, peace be with you. Maybe there's a little jealousy for Thomas. You know, I wish Jesus would just appear to us too like that when we doubt. But Christ does appear to us, actually, in the face of one another, in this bread and this wine, in this water and in this word, in the experience of those who are poor and outcast, those on the margins. In the scars of the earth, Christ does appear, like the scars on his body. Some would say this is the real Earth Day text. The scars of the earth are Jesus' body. All these places, we do see Jesus. Jesus does appear to us. Even today, friends, Christ breaks into our lives, appears behind our locked doors. Even today, God breathes on us and says, receive the Holy Spirit. Some would say this is the real Pentecost text. Receive the Holy Spirit. Jesus appears behind our closed and locked doors. That is Jesus meeting us where we are, in our fears and our disbeliefs, our anger, and saying to us, look at my scars. Look at the scars of my people. Look at the scars of this earth. Just when we thought God couldn't get any closer than becoming incarnate as a human being, that was Christmas. God goes and suffers human pains. God goes and embeds God's self deep in the sorrow of the human experience. That's Passion, Holy Week. And yet, we Christians are defined not by death, even while death and the signs of death are very real and all around. I believe in love, even when I only see hate. We Christians are sealed and marked, breathed upon and defined by the one who bears the marks of death and yet lives. That's Easter. That's the 7-week season we are now in. A scarred up Jesus has the final word. That's way more profound than an untouched, perfect skinned Jesus with big muscles. No, we have a feeble bodied, scarred up Jesus, one who knows and bears the marks of grief and pain and sorrow and fear and loss, and yet lives. Thanks be to God for doubters like Thomas, hip-hop psalmists like Agape, who model for us questioning and even screaming at God. And yet who can come around to praising God in the very same song or the very same story. My Lord and my God, Thomas exclaims at the end. Love vibrating at different frequencies in the universe, Agape raps. Help me come to catch the breath I'm trying to catch, the light that I'm trying to find. You can't run from it. You can't hide from it. Look outside. It's there. Look inside. It's there. Look everywhere. You are the crucified, forgiving the crucifier. You are the humble servant washing the feet of the enemy. First we rant. We question. We struggle. We scream. And then stillness. And then we let God be God. And then we praise. Thanks be to God for taking our doubts, our questions, our rants, our tears, and loving us and never leaving us through it all. Christ is risen indeed. Alleluia. Amen.
Us at Bethlehem Lutheran Church, thank you for listening. Check us out again soon. And to learn more about our national church body, the Evangelical Lutheran Church in America, visit elca.org. Goodbye for now, and remember, God's outpouring of grace and peace never runs dry. Here's to a new day. Evangelical? That was terrible. To learn more about our national church body...
Start over.
Okay.
Is that hard?
No, not really.
Pretty easy?
Yeah.
You're good at it.